Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following Stillwater County sheep rancher Sarah Hollenbeck from now until lambing. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, it's breeding time on the Hollenbeck Ranch. So there are the ewes. Those are females, primarily Targhee Rambouillet crossbreeds. They're placed in one of three different age groups or bands, anywhere from 200 to 800 head. Then they're vaccinated and put out with the rams. Those are the fellas. The rams go in with each band, one male for every 25 to 30 females, and stay out for two cycles, each 17 days. The ewes are ultrasounded at the beginning of the year. The dry ones get what's called sent down the road, or if they're young and in good shape, they get rebred for summer lambs.
We'll be sticking rams with really high quality wool in with the really high quality wool ewes, whereas if we have some crossbred sheep that have some, you know, not so great wool, we can put in the black-faced rams, Suffolk cross, Hamp cross, because we're not concerned with their wool quality. We already know it's not the best wool quality that we're going to get great market value from. What we're getting with those offspring is a faster growing lamb that's going to go into the meat market quicker.
The first breeding group begins lambing April 20th. With three bands, that'll mean three different lambing periods through about the end of May. Beyond the sorting and timing and flushing, which is a kind of amping up of nutrition for gestational purposes, there's not much to it.
We like to just go check on the ewes and rams every couple of days to make sure that everything looks good and make sure they're, you know, having a good time.
Setting the mood.
Supervising, yeah.
Coyotes are a major issue on the Hollenbeck Ranch, as they are on a lot of ranches. Coyotes are actually the top killer of livestock in Montana in 2018. The Hollenbecks rely on their county trapper, who will sometimes shoot coyotes by helicopter. They also have a neighbor who flies over every so often and shoots them from his plane. Sarah is well aware some people object to the practice.
I think if people came out and saw the destruction that these animals can do, they might have more empathy. I don't know, but it's just hard to do our job sometimes when we have something working against us so greatly. Birds are really bad during lambing. They just will duck down and peck the eyes out of a lamb. And then the rest of their little bird buddies can come and eat on the carcass. Ravens, bald eagles, golden eagles, blackbirds. And they're huge. Those birds are so smart. They know exactly what's going on and when it's going on, and they're not going anywhere.
Between the coyotes and the birds, the Hollenbecks factor in a 10% death loss annually, basically thousands of dollars.
Dogs can only do so much. They like to bark and they like to chase. I don't think that they take their job too much more seriously than that.
You'll have to have a good talking to
them. I know. It's hard to have a team meeting when they're not listening.
The dogs, Great Pyrenees Akbash crosses, super cute but fierce if you're a coyote, are out there year-round with the sheep.
We had one guard dog. He was the best guard dog in the whole wide world. Rest in peace, Tubby. He would go from band to band to band to the ranch, check in, say hi, and take off. And he would do a loop to every band every day. And one day we kind of like made a rough estimate of how many miles he did a day. And it was about 20 miles a day.
That's amazing.
It was insane. He was the best. If we could have, what are they doing now? Duplicating animals.
You should know, because they do it with
cloning. Here we go. If we could clone that dog times a million, he would be worth his weight in gold.
Next week, Sarah's meat business, High Five Meats, gets a bump from the launch of the Yellowstone Valley Food Hub.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. Theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.